A gathering of mysterious characters have found themselves stranded in a once high-end, now run-down 1930s German hotel. That's a backdrop to Heather Straka's new exhibition, The Second Isolation Hotel. The characters have been photographed in the gothic-looking set Heather's created for the work. She describes her models as her muses, having worked with many of them on other projects over the last decade. In a first, though, this set will be recreated so that visitors will be able to explore and be photographed in it. This is part of Christchurch's Scape public art event. Lockdowns and managed isolation, racism, LGBTQI plus issues and the housing shortage are all referred to in a suite of photographic images that will accompany the interactive set at the Canterbury Museum. There are photographs from the Second Isolation Hotel on our webpage. Take a look, rnz.co.nz/standingroomonly. I asked Heather why she settled on recreating a hotel in 1930s Berlin.
We, you know, they started censoring artwork, and I thought that was kind of interesting to just look at our current time and, you know, just how we're readdressing society ourselves at the moment. So that was the starting point for that. And then I wanted the set to be austere in dimensions, but breathing and deteriorating at the same time.
This really is a film set. It feels like a film set. Just give us a sense of what you brought in, what those elements are. It's not cluttered, but what those elements are you brought in to take us to that time and place and to generate the kind of atmosphere you're wanting here.
Yes, I deliberately removed all the art from the set, so all the walls are blank. I mean, I've got quite a little bit of a minimalist aesthetic anyway, and I just wanted to focus on each individual character. So basically the characters, some of them have been working for 10 years, have basically walked from the last series into the new set, and the isolation hotel is almost a place of solace for them, where they've sort of all arrived together. So there's two areas to the set. There's the concierge, the check-in desk, and then the other one with the two windows is almost like a hotel room slash foyer. So it's sort of got the two things happening. And there's some little things that have sort of come in from previous works. So there's a little kind of red glowing confessional grill, you know, from my background being a recovering Catholic. The grill was also quite important because it's almost like air could come in as well. So the threat is all around the hotel. And these characters are in here. I mean, my characters, I'd probably actually call them my muses, to be really honest, because they actually give me a lot of my ideas because I've worked with them for so long.
Do they have backstories? Because I mentioned how filmic, how cinematic this is. When you're talking to them and coming up with costumes and even the way they stand or sit, what's that interaction like with you and them?
We shot over 2 months and I sort of did the first shoot and then I went away and I thought about it and then I went to the guys, hey guys, can I fly you all back to Auckland? I actually want you to kill me off. So I think in some ways where that idea came from was last year, you know, there was a lot of discussion about how you approach different cultures and, you know, I had to look at myself. I mean, having a model, are you objectifying them? How do you, you know, give them a voice? So I thought it was quite important for them to put me in the coffin and kill me off, because that was just sort of how I was feeling last year. I just sort of felt I had to reassess my career and how I looked at things. So that was actually quite an important work for me. Probably my oldest model was from the Bloodlust series in the Cargill when I had a residency down there in 2012. Lennon, who's now Genevieve, so I've watched that beautiful transition. And she is, you know, the very powerful character in the set. Usually in the past, I've had it by herself, but this time I wanted to bring, it was kind of like the family back together. And Alicia, I remember when I found her, I was at a gig at the Civic and I was after a model and I went, oh my God, she's perfect. And then I lost her. And then sort of half an hour later, I found her again and managed to coerce her into being a model. She's really helped inform me about, you know, some of her cultural issues and about the changing sort of roles in Indian society in New Zealand. So there's one particular image in the show, which has got three women, and she's dressed them. I asked her to dress them in sari, and it's three generations. So it's her nan, her mum, and her. And the reason why they're being bailed up by a Doberman was probably a little bit from personal experience with my dogs, but it's just that in New Zealand we have dogs as pets, and, you know, they're not too scary, whereas, you know, in another culture, dogs are actually potentially really quite scary because of the diseases they've got and they're not domesticated.
I mean, there are lots of themes that you're looking at, and we can't hear the words, I think, either isolation or hotel without having the context of the moment. And you're alluding to that in the work, of course, the sense of isolation. For some, it might be a sanctuary, but for others, it's. I mean, you're in Auckland. You've had a tough few months up there.
Well, I was actually really lucky because I think we were in lockdown earlier in the year, and I managed to just get like a 3-month period where everything opened up, and I managed to get the shoot done, the set taken down. I was looking for a new venue for the set after I'd finished using it for my photos. And I was talking to Deborah from Scape, and she came up and had a look at it, and Anthony from the museum. And so now it's sort of, I kind of wanted to give it to other people so they could go into it, because, you know, the museum is a place of dioramas, which actually kind of inspired, you know, all my photos anyway. I liked, from a background of film and sculpture, I like the fact that you could make a diorama and you get your characters in it and kind of, you know, like you were at school, you made dioramas. So it's kind of a bit of a shoebox or something like that. So it's nice that it's finding a new home now, which can hopefully be a little bit inclusive and, you know, get a whole lot of different groups in where they can also, you know, just think about what they've been through.
So they'll be able to interact with the set?
Yeah, they can go into the set, do their own photos, sit down in one of the chairs. So, yeah, so it's basically now just a big set in the museum with the photographs in the other room of what, you know, I've done.
For you, it's going to be really interesting. You've had a response to the set that you've created. You and your cast have responded to it, and you've got this suite of images. But how interesting how other people might interact or pose or the expressions. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to give away a little bit of control and just let people express themselves. And, you know, that's one thing I think people are always quite interested in is, you know, we watch TV every day of our life or movies, but we often don't see the sets. We just see the final product. So, yeah, I kind of thought it would actually just be exciting for people to kind of go on and have their own voice, really.
I've heard reference to the housing shortage also being something that you're looking at in this.
Yeah, well, it was actually interesting. It was actually from personal experience, actually. I stayed in a hotel one night, and I noticed that, you know, you usually get the particular people that are, you know, over there for the night. And I remember helping someone up a lift of all their stuff, and it was the time when the hotels were taking in people as their sort of short to medium term rentals. So Kevin from next door, my next door neighbour. Yeah, so that's why I kind of wanted to also break down the class structure, because when we're in a pandemic, we're kind of all in the same thing. And so, yeah, I kind of wanted to put him in there as well. I mean, actually, if you look at his shopping trolley, I kind of had a little bit of fun of it. And I kind of, being in San Francisco, I remember seeing everyone's shopping trolleys, and I was thinking, that's really interesting. It's like a self-portrait of someone's life. So Kevin's gone through and he's packed up all the things from the other photos, all the props. So, there's a little bit of lighting in there too, as well as actually being quite deadly serious about, you know, everyone trying to put an equal. I didn't want everyone to just look kind of pretty and stylized. I wanted to get a variety of cast.
Well, you've constantly referred also to our colonial past, you know, our uncomfortable, well, past and racist present also.
Well, you mean you can't get away from that really, can you? I mean, I think you've just got to be aware or try and be aware. I mean, I know from living overseas, no matter how you try to understand another culture, you constantly kind of put your foot in it, but the only thing you can do is just try. So the image of Alicia throwing paint over the bodybuilder on the plinth. That was also inspired by her. She was talking about just the role of men eating before women and things. And I was also thinking about the red paint being thrown over the colonialist statues. So that was sort of what references were coming out of that one.
It's a remarkable series. Will there be a third Isolation Hotel, Heather? I mean, there's rich material here every time, and it seems to so suit your style of work.
They're getting a little bit bigger every time. I'd really like to do earth as well and water. I mean, I was just sort of basing off the, elements. It sort of initially seemed obvious to do water because of the refugee and the boat people. But for some reason, just air, I think just the fact we're in a pandemic, all my ideas come from what's around me. So, yeah, I think it just sort of came out that way.
The second Isolation Hotel by Heather Straka opens at Canterbury Museum on Saturday as part of the Scape public arts season.